sanctions on Venezuela's state-run oil company, saying it wants to preserve the assets for the Venezuelan people. National Security Advisor John Bolton said Monday Venezuelans have had enough of oppression and economic hardship caused by President Nicolas Maduro and his regime.
We're going to announce sanctions against Petróleos de Venezuela, Sociedad Anónima, or PDVSA, as it's known by its Spanish acronym, the state-owned oil monopoly. We have continued to expose the corruption of Maduro and his cronies, and today's action ensures they can no longer loot the assets of the Venezuelan people.
U.S. firms and citizens are barred from doing business with PDVSA. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Tuesday accused the United States of trying to topple what it called the legitimate government of Venezuela.
Нас, конечно же, тревожит то, что делают Соединенные Штаты и их ближайшие союзники.
Лавров said during a visit to Sierra Leone, Russia is concerned with the actions of the U.S., accusing the country of violating each and every norm of international law. He denounced Washington's decision to impose sanctions on Venezuela's state-owned petroleum company. Lavrov described the measure as legitimate. Brazilian authorities issued arrest warrants Tuesday for five people in connection with a dam collapse that killed at least 65 people. The collapse happened in the state of Minas Gerais, where the collapse happened. They came as rescue crews began a fifth day of searching for survivors. Egyptian security forces have arrested 54 people, including suspected members of the Muslim Brotherhood, for planning to hold protests and commit violence on the anniversary of the 2011 uprising. That, according to the Interior Ministry, this is VOA News. Pakistan's Supreme Court on Tuesday upheld the acquittal of a Christian woman who